Hello.
Hello, Audra.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Not bad. Sorry, it took me a little longer to call you back than I thought.
It's all good. Yeah, no worries.
So, basically, we are interested. We're, 99% sure we want to do this. But what I was wondering you could help talk me through is, the difference in price, of like what we're paying now versus what, because the leads are a little expensive. The price per lead is a little high.
Costly.
But,
mm-hmm.
If it's worth it, it's worth it. So like, what are we kind of paying on average now? And if we had, a similar amount of leads with this, what would that price difference look like?
Well, you're going to have better qualified leads with this. Because what you're currently getting is just, and they're still great quality, don't get me wrong, I'm going to paraphrase it with this, is that what you're currently paying is $349 a month. And if somebody clicks on your Google ad and they don't choose to call you, there's no recourse. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They've clicked through your click ad, and that's kind of that. They could click on it, they can look at your website, and then they could still choose not to contact you. Versus this, when somebody goes to Google looking specifically for the services and look in the Google Guaranteed section, they're clicking specifically on your Google Guarantee ad where they're able to see all of the information. And if they don't call you directly, there's no cost whatsoever. And there's not even a cost when they do call you directly until it's considered a qualified lead, which is, if they're requesting the estimate over the phone, which is pretty rare for what you're offering. I mean, you're not able to give estimate over the phone for what you guys offer. You are able to set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face and put yourselves directly in front of the client with the opportunity to secure that position. Right?
Yeah.
Right. So that's the main difference, because what you guys currently have, you're paying for the local SEO services, which we always recommend you continue to hang on to those. But one of the questions that you had asked me the other day was kind of, once we get this going, does it behoove you to let go of the Google ads and kind of put all your eggs or more of your eggs into this specific basket? And I would say yes, absolutely. The $200 that you're spending towards the Google ads monthly, because Google ads is great as far as they go, but they're generally for larger corporations, is the way Google has kind of changed the game with that. They've designed Google Guarantee for the small to medium-sized business owner like yourself. Those large corporations aren't allowed to list in this section, right? They have those Google ads for those large corporations. That's where you see Angie's and Thumbtack and Porch and Howe's and Coca-Cola and Nike and those bigger organizations. They're dealing with the Google ads in that particular section, which is pay per click. And those companies can afford stuff like that because of the way that they have it going. And they've designed that for them specifically. So Google has really tried to redesign the way the first page reads and how the leads are going out. For the small to medium-sized business owners, they're going to the people who are actually looking for those services in those specific neighborhoods and areas. Does that kind of clarify for you?
Yeah, I understand that. I understand it's more targeted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering, I know it's impossible to estimate because you have no idea how many people are going to search and find us and click on us, but
right.
It's kind of one of those things where with the amount that we're paying now at $84 a lead, that's only 4 leads a month,
right.
If we are getting a lot more leads than that, which I hope we are, then
right.
We're just paying a lot more out of pocket too for advertising for, I don't know how many quote unquote qualified leads we're getting now with Google ads, how many
mm-hmm.
of those
are breaking down to the qualified leads type of situation.
Right.
Okay.
I'm just kind of wondering how much more it will cost us a month to do it this way and if it will be worth it,
Right. Well, I do believe that it will definitely be worth it because the quality of lead of what you're getting, how it's showing up, these leads show a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of lead that there is out there. And Google designed it that way on purpose because they're controlling how this is going ultimately for everybody, right? Me, you, them, literally they're controlling how it's going. And this is just kind of like how they've designed this particular portion on things in an effort to give you guys the better qualified lead. So if you're asking like my personal opinion, I do believe that you're going to see better qualified leads. I do believe that you're going to see a stronger return on investment. I do believe that you're going to love the product. And the other thing that I think is super important to kind of point out to you is that you guys have the ability to completely control the lead flow. So it's not like the money's just going to, or the leads, you know, your budget isn't just going to get kind of ran through, because the leads aren't just coming in randomly. You're in control of when the ad is on and when the ad is off. And when the ad is on, then you have the ability to receive the leads and they'll be coming directly to you, as opposed to it just kind of coming whenever. I don't know. Have you guys tried anything like Angie's or Thumbtack or any of those?
Yeah, we use both of those.
Okay. And what is your experience with that?
We get a lot of our business that way. It's kind of one of those things where, you know, because it's a shared lead, you have to be available to respond immediately.
Right.
You know, and like be the first person to call, which isn't always possible. You know, it's kind of like
right.
a waste. So,
right.
But we do get a lot of our work that way.
Right. Absolutely. I would imagine so, but you're still paying per the lead, whether or not you land the job. You're still paying just for the opportunity to present to these people that has been sent out to multiple people. So the difference here is that this is coming exclusively to you. Those clients have gone and chosen to work with you directly. The lead isn't coming here. We're not determining, hey, this looks like it might be a good fit for this company. Let's send it to them and good luck with that, folks. You know, we're exclusively listing you in that position. The clients are calling you directly, and when the phone rings is when the client's on the other end. You're not being sent a phone number that's like, hey, this might be a good opportunity for you. You give them a call, and you're instantly finding six other guys just to get the opportunity to speak with that person.
Yeah, and that's exactly why we reached out, you know, because we want our name, our website, our name to be the first thing that pops up, not
right.
Thumbtack, not Angie, not Ace Handyman. You know?
Right,
and,
yeah. Absolutely.
And so that was my other question is basically, okay, so let's say we do Google Guarantee. That puts us at that top section of the search page that you showed me. We, as I understand it, would not be on that map section anymore if we let go of Google Ads, correct?
No, you will be on that map section.
You will be on the map section.
You will be on the map section because you're letting go of the Google Ads is only $200 of your budget. Okay. The other $149 is for that local map section. It's also for the different profiles for the business profiles. So Yelp, Apple, Bing, mobile platform programming, review generation, all the other features outside of the Google Ads is the $149. So $200 of your $349 budget is going to the Google Ads section. The Google Ads section is between the top at the very top with the Google Guarantee and the local map. And then sometimes, it's down at the bottom as well, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's the middle. Okay. So that's good because I like being on that map section. And right now, like when I search Handyman 55426, we are at the top of the map section.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
that's great.
Yes.
However, if I search Handyman Edina, Minnesota, we get Ace Handyman Services and Handyman Connection before us in the map section.
Right.
So how, my other question then is, how do we get to the top of that section? And let's say Ace Handyman has Google Guarantee for Edina, you know, or whatever. How do we get JP Handyman above Ace Handyman or above Angie? You know?
How far away is Edina?
It's right next to Minneapolis. It's adjacent to.
Okay, how many miles though?
Adjacent, like they touch. Like, I got
okay.
Oh,
okay, so how many miles is it from where you're at specifically? Approximately 10, 15, 20?
Yeah, let's say 10.
Okay. So for Minneapolis, for you guys to be showing third in the local map in a town that's 10 miles away is actually really great placement. What's going to continue to help with that is the continued reviews. Over time, it's just something that's going to pop up closer to the top by getting more reviews, adding in the Google guarantee, because we're going to target that city. So when you have multiple Google products that are facing towards the same areas and retargeting to the same specific areas, then it's going to show you a better return and it's going to give you better results over time.
Okay.
But the only other way to get you guys at the very top of that city is for you to drop a location in that city, and then you have to have business documents to prove that you have a location in that city.
Okay.
Which isn't usually feasible for most people, you know?
Yeah, if I search Handyman Minneapolis, Minnesota, we don't show up on the page anywhere.
Right. Well, and let me see here. I'm trying to get a little bit more information on another thing for your guys' campaign. I'm trying to get some more specified information. Sorry, I know I sound like I'm a little robot-y right now. Okay, let me go ahead and pull this up. Give me just a second. Okay, so you're looking under remodeling or you're looking under the handyman. Okay.
Searched Handyman Minneapolis, Minnesota, and we don't come up anywhere on the page.
Okay. I'm not really, let me see here. Okay. Let me see where. Yeah, I see here, even when I click down on the bottom, that you guys aren't, when I look for more businesses, that you guys are not coming up there. In Minneapolis, when you just do a broad search for specifically for Minneapolis. However, when I'm doing the search, let me see here. I went ahead and put your guys' zip code in towards the bottom. I do see you. You're ranked about 16th on the first page. Let me go ahead and send this over to you, text message, so you can see it. You guys are coming up down there. When
the
you
zip
put
code
your...
The zip code is technically St. Louis Park. It's not technically a Minneapolis. It's like also on the edge. It's adjacent to Minneapolis.
That's interesting because we have your address is 2811 Cavell Avenue South, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55426. Minneapolis.
55426 is St. Louis Park.
Okay, that's very interesting. That we've had the wrong information in your account this entire time. St. Louis Park. Let me change that out then, because that's definitely going to matter. Okay, so if you guys are showing up there, if it's St. Louis Park, this is the thing, is Handyman in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, not in Minnesota, but in Minneapolis, it's a little bit like hairdressers, right? There's a dime a dozen. There's one on every corner. So it is a very heavily and densely populated industry and area for where you guys are at. So elbowing your way to the top is something that's going to take continued time, continued programming, having products like Google Guarantee in an effort to support those things, and additional reviews. I can also have the team kind of go over and take a look at all of the keywords, see if there's anything else that we can do that would additionally that would additionally support placement closer to the top on that. But as far as it goes directly in Minneapolis, since your city is technically like on the outskirts of it, how it works is like when you drop a pat of butter on a piece of toast, wherever you drop that pat of butter and then is where it's going to be as densely populated. And then it spreads out. The further that you spread it out, the further that it goes. So when you're in a densely populated area like where you're at and your address is technically St. Louis Park, not Minneapolis, that explains why you're not ranking in Minneapolis, is because it's technically St. Louis Park and it's giving you approximately 10 to 15 miles outside of where the business is physically located.
Right.
Okay. So there may be certain zip codes within Minneapolis that you guys are showing up, right? But when we do just a primary broad search for Minneapolis period and we're not putting in any specific zip code, no, you're not ranking there. I do see that. Absolutely.
Okay. And the only way to get that to happen is to just, like you said, keep elbowing our way up with reviews and stuff like that?
With reviews, with continued programming, with adding a product like this is going to get you there faster than a product like Google Ads, simply because they're clicking through your budget. They're clicking through your budget without ever having to connect with you directly. Yes, you're paying a little bit more on this, but it's a better qualified lead. In all aspects, not just for Google, but also for Angie's and Home Advisor and Thumbtack and all of those other places. Because what about 8 out of 10 of our customers wind up doing when they start a product like this and they've been experienced, which it sounds like you're very well versed, Audra. You know what the reality is of what you're paying and what the cost per lead is, in addition to how much you're just having to spend. It's kind of like the cost of doing business. But what people are finding is that once they see the results of a package like this, they're moving the budgets from Angie's and Thumbtack and Porch over to this, because this is the main line. This is where everything's kind of going towards, and they're getting the better qualified lead. So if you're going to pay $84 a lead, but it is a qualified lead that turns into an actual landed job, there's no need to keep, you know, fishing in the same pool where 6 other guys are automatically getting that phone number.
Right. Right. So we could eventually drop Thumbtack and Angie if this is going well.
Yes, exactly. And because it's month to month and there's no contract, it's not required that, like, I mean, I do not believe that it's not going to work for you, but worst case scenario, if for any reason it's not working for you, you're not married to it. It's not like you're going to have some huge outstanding bill, that is left due because you took on, I'm doing air quotes, leads that were not qualified and weren't good for you. If this isn't a good fit for you, then you stop it. Like it's very simple, and there's no harm, no foul, because you paid the $250 for the application and to get Google Guarantee certified, you're still going to have that certification with you forever. Even if you stop the program or stop doing Google Guarantee for any reason, you still have the weight, so to speak, that comes behind having that.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, I think we want to give it a shot. So you can send us over the application, mm-hmm. Or did you already do that?
I didn't send you the application yet because I have to charge the application fee. So okay. I have a card on file just to verify. Hold on. What was your first pet's name?
First pet's name?
Mm-hmm.
Boomer?
Yes. Okay. I know you're Audra. You know I'm Amy, but I still have to ask because it's like the legal way to do it. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
I have an American Express ending in 2013 in James' name. I have your permission to charge that card.
2013. That's
the card that we have on file for your guys' monthly stuff.
I actually think that we should change that to our
business card.
A business Amex. Yeah, we have a.
Okay. Give me just 1 second. Let me go ahead and assign this really quickly, and then I'll switch over there to change that before we process. Good thing I verified it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got that. Okay, hon, I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, it's 3780 0476 3382013.
Expiration month and year?
11/28.
I think that's the card we had on file. Security code is 6897?
Oh, is it? Oh.
Okie doke.
It's okay. It's better to verify because it ends in 2013, and that I didn't notice until I looked up. I was just like, I just take the numbers and concentrate on the keyboard so I don't miss a keystroke while I'm doing this, you know? And I looked at them all. I think that's the same number.
I think you're right. Yeah, you are right. I was in my head. our business card ends in 1007, but I think that's JP's. And so, like, all of our stuff has that number that pops up all the time. This is my card, so.
Right.
Huh. But, okay. Yeah, that's the right number. That's the one we should run.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to, hold on one second, just whatever you can, and then put the address similar. So what I'm going to tell you what I'm doing. I'm going to charge that right now. You and I are going to go over just a couple of things because I want to verify before you fill that application out. They recently added a couple of more specific verticals, specific to remodeling. Okay. So, like the things that we had gone over, the things that you and I had gone over, the keywords that we had kind of gone over originally, we had gone over handyman, and you said that he is offering like assembling furniture, mounting TVs, flooring, fans, drywall, gutters, water fixtures, things like that. Now, within the general contracting, it's very broad. Okay. So it covers like, does he offer accessory buildings? Like ADUs?
Like what?
ADUs.
I don't know what that is.
Are you, it's an accessory building. It's like an add-on to a house that is almost like a complete mini house. Like it has a bathroom and a working kitchen, not like necessarily a full ginormous kitchen, but it's usually like a one-room accessory building that has a bathroom and a kitchen where a person could dwell. Like it can have its own address on the same house.
I don't think he's ever done something like that. I know he has a client who's interested in putting like a little apartment above their garage, but I don't know if that counts.
Okay.
Or if that would
yeah,
have
we'll probably leave that off then because at $84 a lead, we want to be sure. Okay. Is he offering bathroom remodel?
Yes.
Okay. Decks and patios?
Yes.
Exterior finishing?
Like what? I think so, but I'm just wondering.
I would say, let me see. What is? Okay. The process of covering the outside of a building with material or cladding it to protect it from the elements and enhance its appearance. I would say that's probably stuff like stucco, vinyl siding.
Yes, they do siding. He usually subs out stucco work, but he does do like siding and they would do, like vinyl siding or like cedar or like wood siding repair, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Can you please help me get the numbers? I sort through it right now. Okay, hold on one second. I'm trying to get them to just help me so I don't have to sort through it right now. If they can just mm-hmm. please get me the number, because I always help you guys, please.
Yeah. Not
asking too much. Yeah, I always go in and do all the extra work. Like, I'm on the call right now. Can you please just, like, help me? I need a little bit of help. Okay, does he do foundations and concrete?
No, he subs those out, too.
Okay.
I mean,
so he doesn't want calls
for those, but he doesn't do it.
He doesn't want calls for those is what I'm getting at, because those are going to be the keywords. Okay.
Right.
All right. Is that? Okay. And then we're leaving that off. Home addition?
Yes.
Home remodel?
Yes.
Home building?
No.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? Let's say no on home addition.
Okay.
For now.
Got it. We're
can add any of these. After
you can, because we're approving you for all of them. Okay?
Yeah.
So we're approving you for all the keywords within we get you approved for the entire vertical. And then right before it goes live, we're going to re-verify these things with you.
Yeah.
Okay? Just to make sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, just take the home addition off for now. Like they're doing an addition right now, but that's not like our main gig.
Okay. All right. So, okay. I've got good news and I've got tough news. We can get you, okay, so we're getting you approved for general contractor, yes. Handyman, yes. There are two additional verticals that they just added, which is specific. It's bathroom remodel, and then it's kitchen remodel. Wait a minute. Did he put it in there correctly? Which we can get to both bathroom and kitchen remodel from the general contracting category. Okay. So what I'm saying is that I'm trying to see if we can keep the cost per lead, if the cost per lead, which we don't determine what it is, Google determines what it is, okay? Yeah. If we can keep it the same specifically for the bathroom and the kitchen remodels, we can add those categories in specific, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Let me tell him. No. We are going to enable for GC, handyman, bathroom, and kitchen. All four, so it doesn't suffer.
Okay.
Now, let me, I'm, 1 second, this is without the fees, so wait a minute. Yep, the one on the spreadsheet have the fees added into it already. So then that means if it's at 78 per lead for a bathroom, if that is correct. If it's correct, we're looking at, okay, so to be clear, the number on the sheet already has the, so bathroom is 58 and kitchen, wait no, so bathroom is, he said 70, I'm just making sure I don't want to give any wrong information, and kitchen is 58. Okay. Now, with this, we're back to the keywords. Like, at that last answer. So we're leaving off home addition, home building. What about interior finishing?
Yes.
Home remodel and renovation?
Yes.
In kitchen remodel, we said yes. What about roofing?
No.
Okay. Cool. And then let me pop over here to this other category. Okay, bathroom remodel. We have, it's specific. Bathroom remodel, bathroom tiles, bathroom cabinets, install shower, install toilet, install bathtub, install bidet, install vanities and bathroom sink. Does he offer all of those services within bathroom remodel?
Yes, he does.
A kitchen remodel. Is kitchen remodel, kitchen backsplash, kitchen island, and kitchen cabinets?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to send you the email. I'm just waiting for him to be clear. Let me just get this last confirmation because I just want to, I'm very thorough and I appreciate your patience, Audra, because I never want to make a mistake on something like this for you guys. I want to make sure that it's absolutely correct and thorough because this is your money, you know, and you're making an investment. So this stuff is super important.
Thank you.
So let me just make sure that they do say that, because then I have it in writing as well, which is what I like. Okay, so I'm going to send you the application, and on the application, it's, oh, I see what he's saying. Okay, but the sheet he has is different. Okay. Okay. All right. So it looks like one of them is going to be good and one of them is not. The bathroom remodel is currently at 122 per lead, which is too high, I think. And the kitchen remodels, though, we can enable kitchen remodel with that specific vertical. And we're looking at about, with that one, it's coming out to 77 per lead. So it's still under the 84.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and I'm going to enable for kitchen remodel. We're going to enable for general contractor and handyman. Those are going to be the verticals and areas. I'm sending you the application now. Within the application, it is going to ask for minimum monthly budget. I'm going to put MMB in there on the application, so you know what number to input, okay?
Okay.
I will remind you, do not put any of the subs information down on the sheet. Just James and yourself if you are part legal part owner. If not, and it's all James, then you're just submitting all of his information. Fantastic. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, the next thing I got to do is I got to schedule your client onboarding call with the technician. This is, I understand, but yours is, inaccurate. I believe.
My what is inaccurate?
Not you. Sorry.
Oh.
Them. Theirs is inaccurate, not you. They're giving in inaccurate numbers. Yeah, okay. I need to schedule your client onboarding. So do you guys want the weekend with the application, and then we can just schedule it for Monday morning?
Yes, as long as that will work for JP, because I am leaving tomorrow morning out of town.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, so I won't have access to internet or anything until the 14th.
You're coming my way.
Oh, you're in California.
I'm in California. Okay.
Yeah.
So will you make sure he gets that application done tonight?
Yeah, I'll do the application tonight.
Okay.
And then the question is just whether or not he can do the call on Monday. How long will that take?
It's literally, they're just going to verify the business information. If you want to do the application now, I can schedule you for later on today. It takes 15
yep.
minutes.
Sure, that works too.
Okay, let's just do that because then we know that we're covered and we're not leaving it to him.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a busy man.
Yes, he is. And, you know, you just know how them men are, girl. We love them, but we know how they are, don't we? Can't live without them. I that's how I feel, but.
Girl, yeah, don't get me started.
I know. You still get the laugh.
I'm like, why wasn't I just gay?
You know? Okay. So kitchen remodel is topping out at about $78 per lead. We're enabling that. Perfect. Thank you guys so much. Okay.
Yep.
So much. We appreciate you. I'll just throw that in there because we do. Okay. I can schedule you. You're on Central Standard Time?
Yes.
Okay. I can schedule you for – we have however long – I mean, we have between 4, let's see, that's 3:30 and 4, 4 and 4:30, 4:30 and 5, 5 and 5:30, 5:30 and 6. So all afternoon.
Whatever the earliest one was.
Okay, so we'll go ahead. If you really want the earliest one, I can do it at 1. Or do you want, like, afternoon? The 3:30.
No. Yeah, it's fine. I'm just looking at, I'm making the kids lunch right now and I need to fill out the application yet. And so maybe one might be too time. Did you say like 3:30? Is that what you had said before?
Yep.
Let's do that. 3:30 before.
You got it. And then I'll be the one to call and introduce you to the onboarding agent. Okay. You're literally going to upload the license. You're going to upload the certificate of insurance, a court document. We give you an example of exactly what it is that we need. It's super simple. Like you just see that, oh, that's the one they want. Okay, cool. That's the page you upload. You're uploading the social security number, the date of birth, all the standard information. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I look forward to talking with you then, Audra. I appreciate your time and welcome to Google Guarantee.
Thank you for all your help and your patience with all my questions.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Anytime. We're definitely here for you.
Okay. I'll talk to you at 3:30-ish.
Okay, hon. Bye.
Bye.